You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1584. Today's tip is an excerpt from the Retired Racehorse Radio podcast featuring co-hosts Joy and Kristen, and they're having a lively convo with two listeners about the mysteries of riding the half halt.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
All right. Well, we are joined by listeners now. We have Andrew and Alex. And Andrew, it's your, I don't want to say fault, you're the person who encouraged us to come to Equine Affair.
We got a personal invite.
I know. Yeah, Andrew was like, hey, are you guys going to Equine Affair? And Joy and I were like, you know what? Yeah, we are going to go.
We felt very special, Andrew.
So truly, like, thank you very much for giving us the invitation to come to Equine Affair, because it's been a lovely weekend so far. And yeah, we were super excited to have you join us for the clinic this morning. So we went to Wendy Murdoch's Biomechanics of the Half Halt, yes, which I think we all needed a refresher about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Andrew, what was, like, your biggest takeaway from that session?
For me, it was really her talking about how to move the hips. It's like, it was very eye-opening to realize just how not much I'm not thinking about my hips, yeah, and how they're not opening, not moving. And then the other thing I really was impressed about was how she was able to get so much results and having her students not even worry about their hands at all.
That was wild to me. Yeah. Like, yeah, nobody...
No one touched their reins.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was very much like, you know, she went over initially like, okay, how is everyone taught to half halt? So like, Joy, how were you taught to half halt?
So for me, I was taught to engage the hip, like whichever hip I'm trying to drive, but at the same time to squeeze that rein to stop the shoulder. It was never a pullback, but squeeze it like a sponge is what I was always taught. So still creating some sort of stop of energy in the front.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, very similar for me. It was like a lift the pelvis, pull back with the core, lift the hand. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she didn't start anybody with anything with the hands. And I'm still not 100% sure that I actually grasped how to do a half halt correctly from that, yeah, session, but it's definitely encouraged me to pursue a little more education about it. So yeah.
I found it was very mind boggling just because, yes, it almost threw out the entire premises of what the, yeah, tradition goes
what
with.
You think a half,
yeah,
halt is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was all in the hip.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if it's like one of those ill-named actions, because we immediately think halt,
yes,
which instinctively you're thinking of slowing down, telling no, but actually it's, I really like how she said it was to rebalance and to engage the hip for the first time or prep the horse for a transition, whether upward or downward. And I think, I don't know what the name needs to be. That might be a ChatGPT thing that I do later on.
A rebalancing.
Yeah, but
it doesn't roll off the tongue as easy as a half halt. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to be like, whoa, half halt.
Like, really, it's a micro aid when you think about it.
It is.
Yeah. So I thought that was really fascinating.
Yeah. And it makes so much more sense when you view it as a rebalance versus a half halt or a half go. Because that's what you're doing. You're really wanting to get your horse rocked back on their hind end and moving properly under them,
yeah,
and prepared,
yeah,
for what's coming next.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
100%. What about you, Alex?
Yeah. Yeah, so I am new to the half halt. For the longest time, like I'm talking like 20 years, I thought it was a position relative to the rail. So I've been on this like rediscovery journey of what is the half halt. So I was super excited to, and I've been working with like the dressage lady that I've been training with and rediscovering that it's not a position relative to the rail at all. It's, you know, the energy, how you shape the energy with your horse. And so I really felt that there was a lot to go into. It's not about the leg so much as it is the hip, kind of like what you were saying, but there was a lot of emphasis in my training about the leg and the position of the leg, and to hear, oh, it's more about the hip and, you know, the whole posture in the saddle was really, yeah, just helpful to understand. It's not really even about the reins. It's more about the holistic approach to, yeah, how you shape your body.
Yeah,
Well, yeah. Well, and so, like, Alex and I go back a ways, admittedly.
A ways.
So I actually used to coach Alex in intercollegiate riding back, like, several jobs ago.
Yes.
So, and yeah, coming from a breed show background, it's very much about your body positioning. Uh-huh. And, yeah, when you think halt, I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but I always went into this long explanation on how humans are tactile creatures, and when you do an aid, you always want to go to your hands first, because as human beings, we want to touch things with our hands. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of like, okay, but you also have a whole bunch of your body to use other than your hands to communicate to that horse. And I think that's what Wendy was really emphasizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I had a flashback to my own teaching. So that was really interesting.
Yeah,
so.
Well, as you say that, Krista, it makes me think too, like if you watch horses in a field, they're not turning their shoulders into each other to move their feet. They turn their hind ends into each other to change the direction of those other horses. And I think we forget that that's like their instinctual way to stay balanced, to communicate to each other is more from that back end side than the front end side. But we're front end in a lot of ways. When you think about how people move, more people are quad dominant than hamstring dominant. So it's going to come that natural way to want to guide with the hands and create more tension.
Right. I think we learned a lot from Wendy, and I think a lot of what she was teaching is really applicable to the racehorses who are so sensitive and the ex-racers. So I think we'll try to have her come back on too.
Yeah. And I think that's a very primate thing to do. We like to use our hands. We like to outreach. We go to our hands first. And so many other creatures are like space and intent and very, very subtle cues. And that's where it's like, yeah, let's use the cue that's closest to the horse with our seat and our pelvis. And
well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.